I think it's just that one. You guys are on.
We're ready. Okay, today is our special meeting of the governing board in Nockhall Elementary, Wednesday, July 17, 2019 at 6:45, 7. Item one, opening of the meeting, call to order and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I didn't mention that all members are present, and Mr. Macklin, we don't have Ms. Horton here this morning, so all other members are present. B, adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the special meeting of July 17th.
I'll second it.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes.
Could we make that adjustment on the calendar before we...
Oh, okay, let's do that. Wait, let's make the change on the... Sorry, you're right. We're going to make a technical change, if I can get somebody to agree with me here, to move the Welcome Back Open House to August 5th instead of the prior date. And so we'd just like to add that to the end of C, 3C, the action items. With that change, I'd like to adopt the agenda with that change.
I'll second that.
Mr. Elmo seconds. Ayes.
Aye.
Ayes. Three. Item 2A, presentation and discussion, possible action regarding the resolution of classified and non-certified pay increases. We will then be able to present the letters of employment to all classified staff for the 2019-20 school year. So it would be our first schedule here. Custodians, bus drivers, paraprofessionals.
I left the 18-19 there for you, put the 19-20. We went back and forth on multiple different discussions. To me, the biggest concern was trying to make sure that I don't have my supervisory people in that Category 3 as they move up the channel at the same rate or close. So I tried to keep that separation. There'll be some questions because we had so many categories. You know, we had five or six steps that were under $12. So those six steps in Category 1 and the first three or four, maybe even five in Category 2, all got moved up above that $12 mark. So there are some areas that there are bigger raises. We don't have a lot of people in those areas, but it's still in scale. So it's going to look that way. I'm sure there'll be a few staff that have some questions, and I'll try to explain it to them. But that would be my recommendation, is if you are okay with that, we adopt that.
So this is simply the step on the ladder.
That is also altering the steps slightly. You can see where they were in 18-19 and where they are in 19-20. Some steps there's a 10 cent difference, some steps it's a 15 cent or 20 cent difference. We try to go through and work that. And like I said, that in step three, my goal there was to make sure that there was definitely a separation between hourly and supervisory. So my head of custodians was not going to be paid, you know, to tell and walk and watch over everybody nearly the same amount as the people that are just going to be told to do something and go and perform that job. So,
but this isn't pertaining to the minimum wage increase.
That handles the minimum wage.
That is the minimum wage increase,
right,
and the step.
Right. And when we do this now, we'll only have to do it once in the books and correct all of that for payroll instead of doing an increase and then having to increase it to the minimum wage again. So
So, will you explain this to the teachers for they don't wonder where that went to?
The staff, when we have our welcome back, I'll explain to the teachers. There were a couple that asked me when we had our sit-downs about another increase, and I said, well, that actually just really applies to the people that are minimum wage. So I think some of them that had the questions already know, and usually that trickles down, but I'll make sure that I mention that. And for the hourly people, there'll be a few that will have questions because the step got a little bit more than my step got, and why. I'll have to go through that.
But that you have a good explanation for that.
I would just be honest and transparent.
Yeah, perfect.
And most of the time that works great.
Okay, do y'all have any questions?
What's the difference between this one and this one?
That's the individuals, the five that are salaried, that do not punch a clock. Mm-hmm. Those are the three options that I put together for you there.
Oh, and what's
over
for
there is the hourly that you have in your
okay.
right
hand. So this is for item B?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, so these two are the same. These two cover pages are the same.
Yeah, I was trying to follow Ms. Romero's request to go front and back, and then
I think they're the same.
Did I get two in there by chance?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. That's all right. I just
had an extra one. All of a sudden, I was short that page, and I couldn't figure out what happened, so I went and made another page.
All righty. Perfect.
You must have got two.
Do we have any further discussion?
No.
Okay, pertaining to item A, I'd like to move that we approve the resolution of classified non-certified pay increases.
I'll second that.
Mr. Rummel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes. Item B, presentation, further discussion, possible action regarding the resolution of salaried, non-certified, classified employees who we will be able to present the letters of employment to our classified staff the 2019-2020 school year. So this is the color code.
Yes, the color code. I just colored it so each line was a little different. I thought maybe that would be, sometimes for me it's just easier. So there are three different options on there for you. There are percent increases, and then if you go to the far right by where it says employee number, A1, B2, et cetera, there's a flat amount. With that flat amount, then I put their total salary on the other side of that slash so that you could see the effect.
So the item to the left are flatter amount. The item to the left is their what they're at now. And then third, the item to the right is their yearly.
As we go, we'll go all the way across. The salary amount for 18-19 is the far left column next to their name and the FTE. Then you go to either the 5% or 7%, and then you go to salary with the 5%, salary with the 7%. The next column over that doesn't have a column below it is if you went with a flat rate raise, what I would recommend for each person on that raise. And then on the other side of that slash is what their salary would be after that raise.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be different than 5%, 7% flat. And you can certainly set any flat amount raise if you want to go with a flat amount, but you don't like the amounts that I put there. And we can certainly make adjustments to anything.
What did you base the amounts?
I tried to look at what the job responsibilities were and where they were paid already, comparatively speaking, to people who have some of those positions. It was very difficult to find people who match up exactly because mm-hmm. we have, you know, some of our people wear multiple hats and things. So that was really...
what are you talking about now?
When I went with the flat rate.
Oh, uh-huh.
She just wanted to know what I based it on. And that was all I tried to look at was the people that have similar positions, as similar as I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And then the job responsibilities that they have if they're doing... we asked them to do it.
Okay. How do you guys feel about this? Because we had talked about the 5%. We talked. We did the 7%.
I like the flat rate. Because it's in the middle.
Well, that's true.
The thing about the percentages is it's always if you're at a higher salary, you get a higher... raise, and it's not necessarily dependent upon what we ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to even that out a little bit. You can see one of the people that maybe got a little bit more wasn't a person that was on a higher salary, but we asked that person to do a lot more. So that was how I based it. But
now we have like E5 on here. I thought we were going to not do that.
No. E5 is like if we're going to talk about that employee, mm-hmm. we'll refer them as E5, D4.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is the E5.
There was discussion about freezing that salary, and I had already had this prepared.
Okay. I didn't know if you were changing.
So when I got a question about that, that is up to you, and when you make your motion, you can
we
make
get to
a
that.
Motion. You would like to go with the flat raise for A1, B2, C3, D4.
Okay.
You can freeze E5 if you would choose to do so.
Okay.
That we'll just make sure that the motion reads that.
Correctly. I like the idea of the flat rate myself. What do you think, Mr. Olmos?
I'm all for giving people the most 7%. It's not that much of a difference, in my opinion.
And I know we did do the 7% for the others, but the other teachers. But the thing is that's part of the referendum that we had to do also. But I would go for the flat rate as well.
And you can alter the flat rates if you would like to get it closer. I tried to get those flat rates in that 6% range, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other thing is that all these people on this list are long-timers. So they're at the top of their ladder anyway.
Yeah.
I
kind of made the...
So they were kind of have bottomed out.
Yeah.
And so they're making more than they have been. But once you get to the top of the ladder and you put in so many years, you kind of hit a plateau almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting them more than they're already at is still an advantageous thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I kind of came up with
mm-hmm.
when I was doing my sheets also.
Okay. Are you ready to make a motion?
What do you recommend, Mr. Macklin?
Well, personally, I like a flat rate because I feel it's fairer. But if you would like to adjust the rates that employee B2 there, that is probably the lowest percent increase. And I mean, I could certainly make a case that you could,
bump
probably to make it about that 6%. Would be another $150. I could make a case that would be, probably more in line if you wanted to try to get them all on a flat rate that's close to a 6% increase.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of them are in line for that. I really do. I think that those are fair. I could easily make a case for B2 to have a little higher flat rate if someone would choose to. Put that in a motion and an amount for that employee.
Okay. And again, she's one of those people that's bottomed out almost.
Yeah, she's topped out.
Right,
she's,
topped
yes,
out,
she's
yeah.
she's topped out. And okay. we do ask that employee to do
but
a
she
lot.
Does, she does, she does, she is, yeah, you're right. So, so what do you guys think about modifying B2 and
E5? The rest of them are pretty much at almost at a 6%.
They're basically at 6%, 5.7 to 6%, okay. right in that range. So B2 was at about 5.3%. So, I mean, if we raise B2's flat rate to $2,300, that would put that employee right in that same ballpark. If
$2,200
will accomplish what Mr. Olmos was looking at. I mean, that I think would be more fair.
What are you saying, $2,200?
I would say if we went to $2,300 for B2 at a flat rate raise, that would get them all in that same ballpark.
Okay.
If you are all in agreement with that amount.
Okay. And so we're going to modify B2 and E5.
Yes.
And then the modification to E5 is you want to...
I want to do a freeze on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I mean, we haven't voted yet, but that's my opinion.
I'm just making notes
okay.
for myself, so I... Will that
$2,300
accomplish what you were looking for, Mr. Olmos?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good with that. Do you want to make a motion or we have discussion?
No.
Can I make a motion?
Yeah. So I motion to modify B2 and Do I have to say the amounts that we're going for?
What did we say, 2,200?
2,300. 2,300. And then freeze for now, E5.
I second that. Ayes?
Aye.
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 And then you're, just to clarify, you're approving the flat rate.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And Brisa made the motion, and who seconded it? I'm sorry.
I seconded it.
Don, okay.
And we got three ayes.
There is a small little sheet here that relates to letter C, with just that information. I didn't have anything that was written down, so I tried to go back. We got that from the last meeting, and I clarified Mrs. Walker to make sure that we had the numbers correct for that.
So we're ready to move into C?
Yes.
Okay. Item C, presentation for the discussion, possible action regarding approval of Michael Connolly as support to the business manager, hire for training and consultation on a need to use monthly basis not to exceed 4 days a month. And so this man here, he has a regular job. He works 4/10s. And so he was recommended to us because of our problems by the superintendent of public instruction. And then she referred me to another superintendent who has a great business manager that works 4 days out of the week, 4/10s. And so they offered him up on a temporary basis just to help us up. And he's the one that came to our one meeting. And we were in executive for like 4 hours, so all he saw was our business presentation. So I believe that he can help us out a great deal. And again, it's a temporary situation. It's not going to be on a – it's going to be – right now, it's going to have to be on a, like, once a week or so just to get this ironed out. But after that, he has no intention of wanting this as a permanent job at all. So I think in the long run, it's going to save us money. This man can do this blindfolded, so he can just cut to the chase and find out where our problems are. And I might not be comfortable to do this, but I think that he has a backbone to do it. And so that's open for discussion.
I have nothing.
No?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Wow. All righty.
And we'll do it on a month-to-month basis so we know what we need.
And we'll be updated. I'm sure that he's going to be coming to our meetings.
And when he comes, I will ask him for a report so we can get a monthly report.
Okay.
So he's doing like once a week.
Right. Well, right now, we'll see what fits into his schedule. It would be on Fridays right now.
He said that he might even be able to come in before Friday, but I hadn't talked to him since we had it on the agenda and didn't go through. And so, but he just wants us to help us out is the main thing. And
I think
so,
it's very good, the professional development. We need to get this straightened out. I mean, we need to make sure things are done correctly and some things are fixed. So getting the sooner we can get him in and get going through it. School finance is just a different animal.
It's totally different.
If you know somebody that knows it, they can come in and look at something and help get things straightened out. And that's really, I think that getting him in here would be a great advantage for us.
The one meeting that he came to, number one, we didn't pay him to come here. He did that on his own time. But he did see some issues that we had with the way that we were doing the budget. And so just his observation just during that short period of time was pretty, he said, this can be fixed. So so we don't have anything further. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Make sure we include hourly and the mileage in the motion.
Okay. All right. So pertaining to item C, approval of Michael Connolly as support to the business manager for training, consultation, need to use basis, monthly basis, not to exceed 4 days a month. This is a temporary intergovernmental agreement for support and assistance to our business manager, rated at $45 an hour, 0.445 per mile, and no travel time cost. And he's here to do professional development with our business office.
I second the motion.
Brisa seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
All righty. Good job. Item 3, due business of a timely manner, presentation, further discussion, possible action regarding splitting the classrooms of all K-4 classes because the classroom size for the upcoming 2019-2020 school year. This follows best practice in classroom class size recommendations nationally. With splitting of all classrooms, we will no longer split ELL. So in the past, we never used to split them. And then just in the last year, we've had a 1-2 split, a 2-3 split. And those lower levels, especially since their proficiency is so important, and I think it's important to get those classes split up where we just have first grade, second grade, and because a lot of the times those are, and then you know how you guys, you know how they did last year. Kids are signing up even after school started. So even what our number is when we get started isn't really necessarily, they still keep coming in for months after that. So
right, I think it's. Our numbers are, from first grade through fourth grade, 29 is the smallest class, and most of them are in the low 30s. Right now, as far as kindergarten, we only have 20 registered.
Well, they always wait till the last minute.
But that's not, I mean, we're probably going to get at least 15 more. It's just, that's from talking with Ms. Elias, that is pretty common that. That's why I want to move that open house. I wanted to move that open house up. If we have that, the sooner we have that, more people are going to come through, and then we're going to get a true number for the K. But and then we'll just use immersion as part of the work with the ELL students, because the more that they are around people speaking English, the more they are with the other kids that are speaking English, the quicker they're going to pick up the language. That's data that's been out there for a long time. And Arizona just changed the law, so we only need a 2-hour block, and we will get 2 hours with all the ELL students with extra ELA.
So, see, nobody's ever agreed with that, but then having them segregated, that isn't helping anybody at all. So I'm glad that
you have legislators make decisions and they're not educators. Right. That's what you get, and it's in every state. So
exactly.
We just deal with whatever laws they make. So.
Well, and also, we have every, in the past, we've always had every level re-register from as a matter of safety and having updated information. And so we are still doing that now with you.
In case there are contact address changes or phone number changes, and so they are all coming back in right now.
And so who is evaluating all that paperwork?
Miss Elias and I have been going through everything. She gets them, she puts them together, we bring them in, we talk through each one, and then she's been going through it. So we've been checking the boxes.
So are we going to get a checklist like we talked about?
I've contacted my old business manager just to ask for the one from South Dakota. I asked the ADE person at the meeting last week and that I was after that superintendent training, and she said, there should be something, but I don't know where it is, but I'll look and I'll get back to you. So I'm kind of waiting for her.
Well, that's true. There might be some other school districts that have it. I know it's a lot. We have all that checked off before we send them.
It just makes it easier.
Yeah, no doubt.
Things come in scattered, and so we try to keep it together.
I didn't go to the back. So no longer split ELL students, but use immersion to include all students in the regular classroom instruction. So I think that's an asset for sure. So do we have any discussion? I like splitting. I don't want the split at all. I think they need to have their own little level, and everybody doing their assigned jobs and not having teachers that are split on levels too. So I think it's going to be an advantage for the kids. So do anybody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve item A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, presentation, further discussion, possible action regarding splitting the classrooms of all K to 4 classes because the class sizes for upcoming 2019-2020 school year. This allows best practice. Do you need to read everything? Just approve item A.
Right. I got you,
Don. I'll second that.
Ayes.
Aye.
Aye.
Item C, offering contracts to new teachers. We don't have the contracts.
All I have is on the back sheet right here.
Oh, right.
I did see that. I didn't write it up.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I do want to say that the amount, I asked for the new salary scale, and then I was given the salary scale, and then after I got all this done, I found out that we don't really, the new salary scale hasn't been put together yet, so these are all amounts off of last year's salary scale. So these amounts will all increase 7%.
So these are new hires, though.
These would all be new hires,
right.
But they would still be on this year's salary scale.
Okay, so tell me how you're going to do the years.
Okay, so for the first teacher, the special education teacher, this is a teacher who's coming in with 30 years teaching experience, and she has 10 years working with special ed students. She has a master's degree and 90 credits beyond her master's degree. She's gone to school a lot longer than I'd ever want to go. But I talked to her, and I said that I was trying to be fair to the district and the teachers, and that I would offer her 7 years experience because that is close to what she had and she felt that was fair. And she said, you know, sometimes schools will only give you 5, so she felt 7 years was fair. That's kind of the cap that I've been using with the teachers. If they're very experienced, I have not gone over that amount.
And so every one of these, that's exactly what you did, the same thing?
Yeah, except the one did not have 7 years experience, more than that.
So, the last one?
Right. All of the top three, then there's a third grade teacher. She's actually coming in with 20 years experience. I did place her at 7 years plus 18 credits is what she has. I can just tell you this, the recommendations that these people have, I think we're pretty lucky to get them. Get them all, actually. I've been very blessed.
Okay.
Yesterday I interviewed a teacher, a fourth grade teacher. I think I can say without too much data privacy issue that she's from the Philippines. She's got 10 years. She's highly qualified. Math and science specialist, and I offered her 7 years experience, she has 42 credits right now. She is working on her master's thesis that will probably be completed in the next year, but she does
now. Which one are we talking about?
The fourth grade teacher, the third one.
Oh, okay.
And then the paraprofessional brings 4 years experience. Some different skills that I think will be beneficial and maybe possibly open up the use of a different program than we've been using. She's got 4 years experience with that. And from talking to the teachers that she worked with and the principals, they discontinued the position they were using her at and wanted her to apply for some other positions, and she didn't necessarily, she wants to work with kids. And so some of the things they wanted her to do, like all day in ISS and things like that, she didn't want to do.
Now, you don't have a salary here, but she's a para.
Right. It would be on the fourth step. She
okay.
would have 4 years experience, and then
okay.
then this year. So she would be at, it kind of depended on if you were going to approve or not. That's why I didn't put that on there. So
do you want to cover the math
higher
at the bottom? That's a prior employee, but so we're paying her a day?
Right. So the fifth person on there, you've had your math position.
But she's not a qualified teacher.
Right, not a qualified teacher. You've had that open for quite a while.
Right.
We've had no applicants. So I was contacted, and the teacher asked if we would be willing to bring her back. And so I had her come in and sit down with me, and we went through an interview, and we talked about the different things and what I feel are important things and where she's at with training. I did talk with the person who specifically worked with this teacher last year that performed a lot of professional development, and we hired and paid quite a bit of money to. She did have some good things to say, and so this teacher she felt was going to be very good and had made some great improvements. This teacher is not a licensed teacher yet, will not be a master teacher, which means we will have to notify our parents that we would have a math teacher that is not highly qualified. But she will get her license next summer. And so then, by law, we can pay her as a long-term sub, and that pay would be $135 a day. And
is that what our is that our policy? What it says?
Yeah, that's just the way they do everything by law in the state. If you hire someone that's not highly qualified and doesn't have a license per se, mm-hmm. then you they should be paid. Now, if you're paying them more than that.
So that's why we don't do benefits. But right. So what do you mean by depending on how many days off she takes?
Well, you don't get sick leave when you are a long-term sub.
Right.
You are a long-term sub, so you are a sub. So if that person took 15 days off, they just don't get paid for that. We bring a sub in and we pay the sub, but we don't pay them.
You're not saying she's planning on being here every day?
No, yeah. Oh. I just wanted to.
So oh, okay. I just was curious.
Why did I give you that $1,000 window? Is just because if she's gone 10 days, you pay $1,000.
When she calls in sick, it's without pay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. All righty.
So from the discussions that I had with the person that did professional development and with her, and at the point we are at right now, a couple weeks before school starts, I honestly don't see anyone. The math specialist and science specialist that I hired is only going to be licensed through sixth grade. So that was a question that I had, and I looked at it also prior to getting the question. So she would not be licensed for the junior high. So no matter what we did, if we put her in that position, we wouldn't be highly qualified either. I think we're better off having a specialist to handle math and science and help out other teachers in the elementary in those areas, and then have this math teacher come back. So those would be my five recommendations for hire. That still leaves us with a second grade position that I do not have.
And we have that, are we posted, has that been posted?
It's still, we still have elementary. It just says elementary, but we can put down second. Out there
now. Do you think we're going to need any other teachers though?
Well, the only question would be as we get going,
that classroom size,
yeah, and then we may have to come back and revisit. We discussed a little bit about possibly a part-time special ed person. We have to look at the caseload and all that. It's going to be somewhere between 20 and 30, and I'm just not sure where it is. So until I have that number and we see how it all works out and how high that.
Alrighty.
Importance and time
takes. I have one question.
Sure.
These teachers, are they licensed?
They're all licensed.
Yeah. Except for Christy. This last
the,
one.
The fourth grade teacher has her fingerprint card and has applied for the license. As soon as she has secured her work visa, Arizona ADE said she will get her license. So they're waiting on her having secured her work visa. To secure her work visa, what she needs to have is a job offer from a school district. And then as soon as that happens, she will get her work visa, and then ADE will process it. There is a very good chance, this process generally takes 4 weeks. And so there's a very good chance that first week of school is going to be very tight, whether she'll be here for the start of it or not. If she was not here, then she would be docked any day she's not here.
Okay.
So
now you're that second grade position, we talked about getting on Arizona Educators, but you think we're just going to wait and see how it goes?
Well, I'm gonna put it on that Arizona job board just as a second grade position because there might be somebody out there that thinks that grade is more appealing than just seeing elementary and worrying you're gonna get stuck in something that you really don't want.
Okay.
So we'll put it out there at that. I know we've run it in the paper and we've run some different things.
And that's where you found the job for the position of superintendent.
The Arizona School Board. Well, yeah. I got mine from the School Board Association, but my daughter happened to see it on the job posting. So
nice.
Yeah. So I think we need to get it out there, especially now that it's getting short. So that actually was number one on my totem pole after I got out of here today was to get that second grade position posted.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
All righty, go ahead.
I would like to make a motion to approve the special education teacher contract, third grade teacher, fourth grade teacher, the paraprofessional, and math, middle school.
Math.
I'll second it.
Aye.
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 All righty. Item C, change of the school calendar for the 1920 school year with the change being adding a full day of professional development on January 24th and having a full day of school on January 11th and January 31st in place of the hours of instruction lost on the 24th. And adding on to our language from the change we made at the beginning of the meeting to move the welcome back open house to August 5th.
The county superintendent is doing a two-day workshop, the 24th and 25th, with behavioral mental health and mental health and behavioral health, that's really a hot topic for every area, but especially in education. And so basically almost all the schools in the county are participating. And so if we could do that, I think that would be great for the teachers. And then they also have Saturday they can attend if they would so choose, but they would not have to attend both days. One day they offer the same thing each day. So
okay. And then we mentioned this in the beginning, and this isn't on the agenda, obviously, but then the staff breakfast is on the 5th.
And then we'll move the staff. Yeah, and that doesn't have to be a motion item.
Right, I just am mentioning it because we were talking about the
That way I thought it would work for Mr. Almost better because he usually has Mondays off, and then for Ms. Romero with her personal stuff she had going on. And the cooks are going to help us cook. So we're going to do churro burrito breakfast, and I'll get muffins and fruit and juice, and we'll have coffee, and we'll have a little meet and greet.
All right. Perfect.
So it'll no longer be August 1st. It will be
August 5th. Sally was visiting yesterday afternoon, and so we talked
My
through it.
My daughter's having surgery on August 1st. So.
Oh, okay.
That Monday worked out good. I thought better for you two especially, so I thought then we could maybe get everybody there. So
okay.
That's all right. We'll do that, too.
I was just mentioning that because that's the dates. Okay, perfect. Do we have anything else?
What time is that that breakfast?
It will be 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay. I got to put it in now because otherwise I forget.
Okay.
I'm good.
You're young. Just wait. I'm not scared. I don't want to scare you, though.
To the point where you forget to put it in so it reminds you.
That's true. Okay, do we have anything other discussion pertaining to C? You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve item C.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item D. Make adjustments to the meeting agenda format to have call to the public at the beginning of the meeting following the adoption of the agenda and add a consent agenda to make our meetings more efficient. And he told me about how they do it, where he came from, and it makes sense because, like, if you have six, like some of the meetings we had, if you have six people are concerned about one topic and then they all have the same argument, then you just narrow it down to one instead of having to go through all of them and build up the whole pump it up, you know. And so I think that's great because then it would help us when we're addressing that item on the agenda also. So I think that'd be a good thing. So any discussion?
Allowing the people to speak about whatever it is that's important to them before you make a motion and go through the whole meeting.
Right.
Because otherwise they sit there and then you've already dealt with it and now they're going to tell you how they feel. So it's kind of
sometimes if you end up an executive, by the time you get out here, they're gone. And then they're mad because they didn't get to have their say. So what's your opinion about this, guys?
I like it. That way, if they're here to say something and we have to talk about it, and like they said, we don't have to, before we make a vote on it and stuff like that.
If you have like 10 people having the same thing to say, then you don't have to go through that whole thing, the buildup of that issue, you know?
You just pick one or two spokespersons and speak.
Okay. We have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve item D to change the call to the public to the beginning of the agenda. Get a second.
I'll second it.
Aye.
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 Three ayes. Motion carries.
I think we need to go back to item C.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
Because it says here adding a full day of preference development challenge before and having full days of school on January 11th and 31st. But the 11th is a Saturday.
Did I write the wrong day down? I'm sorry. Whatever that Friday is a staff development day, then
What day of the 11th is a Saturday?
The 10th?
Yeah, the 10th is a Friday. The 11th is a Saturday.
I was probably looking at this year's schedule.
So you mean the 10th?
So the 10th, the 24th is a Friday. Yes, and the 31st is a Friday too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the 10th.
Okay. Actually, I hadn't even thought about January, so I hadn't looked it up. Good job.
We should have Mr. Almost can make an amendment.
Okay.
And then we should vote on that again so that I correct that before we
So just make a motion to move to amend item
So I'd like to make a motion to move to amend item C. If I could get a second.
Second the motion.
Ayes.
Aye.
Aye.
And saying to January 10th.
Yes.
Right,
change
perfect.
It to, from January 11th to January 10th.
Perfect. Ayes? Aye.
And who's the second? Aye.
Risa? Risa. Observation.
I apologize. I was about 8 minutes off.
It's not a big old.
It's okay. I already.
Oh, okay.
I let them know.
It's not a big problem.
It's
so
no problem.
If that's the only thing you did wrong, I mean, that's not a big deal. So it's a technicality. To the 10th. Okay. All right. So we have no other discussion. I'd like to move on item 4 that we adjourn. At 7:29.
I'll second it.
Second. Ayes.
Aye.
Aye. Good job. All right.